Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples. Dress listeners, if you suffer from seasonal allergies like me, Astapro is your new go-to. It has been super helpful to me this spring as it bursts into full bloom.
And that's because Astapro is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter solution for nasal allergy symptoms. Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours.
Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray, and Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. You too can get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief like I have with Astapro. It gets me back in the game, ready to record the show for all of you.
Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. That's Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. April, Mother's Day is just around the corner. Do you know what you are doing for your mom this year?
I sure do. This year, I'm gifting her My Life in a Book, which is this very cool service that will allow her to turn her life stories into a beautiful printed book, complete with her own photos of significant moments in her life.
Yes, this is so amazing. And dress listeners, here is how it works. So once a week, mylifeinabook.com will send your mom a question via email. And these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions that you wish to ask. And then your mom can either type her response or she can use their voice to text feature. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
So join us and check out mylifeinabook.com and use the code DRESSED at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use the code DRESSED for 10% off today.
Did you know that leotard and cardigan were men before they were items of clothing?
Or that denim is actually named after the city of Nîmes in France? Jeans after Genoa, Italy? This is April Callahan.
And Cassidy Zachary. And we're fashion historians and the hosts of Dressed, the History of Fashion, a new podcast where we explore the who, what, when of why we wear.
This is a podcast about more than just pretty clothes. The way in which we dress our bodies can be used to express gender identity, politics, and even our national origins. Each week, we delve into the rich cultural and social history behind clothing, exploring the themes and stories that speak to the very heart of who we are.
For instance, did you know that men wore high heels before women? Or that during the Middle Ages, everyone wore dresses? So in addition to these fun facts, we are going to meet the fashion makers.
We will investigate the origin stories of famous names you may already know. We will also highlight lesser known people whose legacies are alive in the history of clothing we all wear today. Why was the FBI investigating the fashion designer Elizabeth Hawes?
And then there's the truly inspiring story of another Elizabeth, Elizabeth Keckley, who began her life as an enslaved woman, bought her freedom, and went on to become the most famous dressmaker in Washington, D.C. during the Civil War era.
These stories are just the tip of the iceberg. We'll talk about the symbolism of color. What does the color purple have to do with malaria?
I'm not exactly sure, April, but what the heck is a cage crinoline? Or hobble garters, for that matter. And speaking of women's undergarments, when did women stop wearing corsets?
We'll speak to experts in the field of fashion history about their latest books and research, and what about those upcoming fashion exhibitions all over the world?
We will cover all of this and more, so tune in every Tuesday starting February 27th, because with over 7 billion people in the world, we all have one thing in common. Every day, we all get dressed.